This is Daim Shabazz of the Chess Drum, and we're in Las Vegas, Nevada at the Millionaire Chess Open. We are in the seventh round, and in the open section there are two more rounds remaining before the Millionaire Monday that will happen on tomorrow. I have with me International Master John Bartholomew, and he is competing in the Millionaire Chess. How are you doing so far, John?
I'm doing all right. I have 4.5 points going into round eight. And I've had a few draws against Grandmasters. I drew with Naroditsky in the second round, and he's doing amazing right now in the tournament. And I drew with Akobian and now Lenderman. Mm-hmm. And the few wins against lower-rated players sprinkled in there. So I'm optimistic going to the last couple rounds.
Well, I'm pretty sure the Chess Drum audience remembers you when you were a high school player, a very promising high school player, and we've kind of seen you develop over time. What have you been doing these days?
Well, I've been playing chess off and on, I'd say. Now I'm a full-time chess teacher. After a little bit of soul-searching and being in law school for a little while, I decided to make this my profession. So I'd say nowadays I do way more teaching than playing chess, but I try to make some norm tournaments possible. I've actually played a couple norm tournaments in St. Louis. I got my first Grandmaster norm at one last fall. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to strike a balance between teaching and playing, because I do notice when I'm playing, I'm naturally a better teacher, so I want to keep the two going hand in hand, basically.
So it appears that you enjoy coaching at this point?
Yeah, I do. I love coaching. I think I might like coaching even more than playing. Mm-hmm. Just depends on my mood. Some days I really like to play and, you know, want to slug it out with the top guys, and other times I'm just content to sit back and watch my students go out and excel.
So where are you based at? Because you're from Minneapolis, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you were at UT Dallas.
Yep, correct.
Then you were in New York for a while. And you're moving around a lot. So where are you based at now?
I'm now in Minneapolis again. So I moved back home, and I just bought a house recently. So setting up shop there. I really like my home state, so I don't see myself leaving. New York was a lot of fun. Actually, I lived there for about a year. Right after I was in law school for a semester out in Denver, so another city to add to the list.
Okay.
And after one semester, I decided, you know, let's try to make a go of this whole chess professional thing. So I moved out to New York City, and actually lived with a couple chess players you might know. Dmitry Schneider was one of them, and Andre Zaremba.
Okay.
So stayed with them for a year.
Sounds like a fun group.
It was a great time. Yeah, we had a little mini chess house going.
Right.
Probably can't rival the real chess house out in San Francisco, I think it was.
Yeah.
Back
I remember those days.
Yeah. But it was great.
So what are your impressions of the Millionaire Chess Open? I mean, it was there was a lot of press, a lot of discussion on the format and the $1,000 entry fee, and there was some very vituperative comments made on chess.com. People were detracting from it. But what are your views of Millionaire Chess Open?
You know, I really got to hand it to Maurice and Amy, because they followed through on everything they promised and more. Like, it's pretty clear from being here, they've gone that extra mile, and they want this to be a good event, and it has been a great event. So I have to say, I was initially skeptical about this event. In fact, I made a post on Facebook about 9 months ago voicing my skepticism. My main point of concern at that time was the prize fund, because it was advertised, but I thought the way they went about advertising it, not necessarily disingenuous, but it was a very ambiguous way. And then I was concerned that they were advertising a guaranteed prize fund, but they were retaining the option to cancel the event. So I think Maurice and Amy did a great job of addressing that concern, and they guaranteed the prize fund. And once that happened, I mean, how can you not be on board with this? And I signed up right away. I was like, okay, I got to be here. Like, for sure I want to play. Because the concept, I think, is awesome. And to see people, like, fighting it out for very big prize funds is pretty amazing. And we need more of that in U.S. chess. I hope this is a catalyst for more events.
Yeah, I think a lot of people enjoy a lot of the activities. There are lectures going on.
Mm-hmm.
There were a couple of comedy shows. A lot of people have
right.
kind of some mixed reviews of that. But do you think this will change the landscape of chess?
I do think so, and especially if they decide to run more of these, which Maurice said at the opening breakfast, you know, it's a guarantee they're going to have more of these events, at least one more. So I think this was a good tester, and they still got 500-plus entrants. It's a very good turnout. Probably not quite what they were hoping for, but I think when people realize that this event was a success, the prizes are amazing. When I was looking at the registration list, I was thinking, like, man, like, if this keeps up, I might have a good chance of at least getting my money back. And, you know, I'm right in the hunt for that. So I think people will take notice. And I've actually heard that they're thinking about staging one of these events in Europe. I don't know if that's...
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I just heard that through the grapevine. Hmm. So if that happens, that would be really interesting, because I think if they had it somewhere, you know, let's say like in Berlin, in Germany or some other mainstream European country, I think they would get a great turnout. Yeah.
Well, there's certainly going to be a lot of tweaking, a lot of improvements. I already have my laundry list of things to, well, my wish list of things to tell them, mm-hmm. In terms of improvements, and they certainly want that feedback. I think they have a sheet going around about, you know, a survey. But what has been your, so far, you have one more day to go, but what's been your most memorable moment here in Millionaire Chess?
Most memorable moments? I think seeing myself on the broadcast, actually.
Oh.
after it was played. So, like, my second round game against Naroditsky, it was a draw. It was a very interesting draw. And since I'm a little narcissistic, I went back and watched the broadcast.
Twice,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, exactly. And it was cool, like, seeing yourself on the broadcast and listening to, like, Robert Hess, Ariane Chiolli, and Lawrence Trent, like, talking about your game. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, that just doesn't happen in U.S. tournaments, like big open tournaments here in the U.S. I mean, that's a real nice touch, and I felt like almost like a super GM playing up on the broadcast boards and knowing people were watching. So I think just stuff like that really adds to the elite factor of the event. It feels like an elite tournament here, mm-hmm. and it is.
So you want to finish this tournament tomorrow, and then what's next for you? Any tournaments coming up?
You know, I don't have any plans to play anything. I play a lot locally, so I try to play, like, you know, once a month on average. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to play, actually I'm going to play a local 5-round tournament in Minneapolis coming up.
Okay.
And maybe search for a couple other norm opportunities.
You got any students playing in those tournaments?
I probably will, yeah, and I've got some students here too.
Okay, really?
So, yeah, I've got about, I think I have 3 students here.
Okay,
and
how are they doing?
Well, one of them, I just saw him outside the playing hall here, and he lost his first 2 games, but then he reeled off 5 wins in a row.
Okay.
So he was very pleased with his performance.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he might get some pocket change.
He'll get some money, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
But I think it was good that that people showed up, and I know I promoted it to all my students. I said, I'm going to be here. You guys should come play this tournament too if you can make it. So.
Well, I know Maurice is really appreciative of you coming and supporting at least online and helping to say good things about it. I know I always remember that you wrote or I read somewhere where you said that you enjoyed reading the Chess Drum, and that really made an impression on me, and it gives me more energy to keep going when some days I wonder, does anybody even read this? But, you know, I keep on, and but I probably won't play and cover at the same time, because that's just really...
Wearing 2 hats at this tournament.
It's a grind, so but I appreciate the time you've taken. It's been a while since I've had a chance to talk to you, and you seem to be doing very well, and I appreciate your time.
Yeah, and I just want to say you do an awesome job with the Chess Drum, and you have been for 10-plus years. I mean, ever since I started playing chess at a higher level, I've been reading the site off and on, mm-hmm. and I think you're probably the best independent chess reporter out there, if you would consider yourself independent.
Well, I appreciate
you do a great job, so keep it
thanks.
Up.
Yeah. Thanks, and hopefully I'll be able to cover this one, this Millionaire Chess Open next year we have it, and just focus on that. And again, I appreciate your time, and good luck tomorrow.
Yeah, thanks. Really appreciate it.
All right, this is Daim Shabazz. We're signing off.
9 minutes.